Before 27-year-old Jorge Suarez learned his fate Thursday, Dizon's mother, Herminia Gonzalez, told the judge Freddie was a good dad and a good son.
I will never forgive him for what he did to my family. It's pretty hard. Like I said, it's been pretty hard for me. I haven't been the same. I still think my son's going to walk through that door, and I know he's not.
Then the district attorney's homicide bureau chief, Colleen Curtin Gable, reminded the court,
this was nothing short of an execution that was meant to silence Freddie Dizon once and for all. It was a bold and brazen act by this defendant to walk right into the kitchen of the Anchor Bar on a busy Friday night in May to locate Freddie Dizon and to shoot him at the very place where he worked.
Judge Thomas Fronczak sentenced Suarez to 25 years to life for murder in the second degree. He was also convicted of criminal possession of a weapon. Afterwards, defense attorney Mark Worrell said Suarez will appeal.
This was a case of identity. The person who shot Freddie Dizon had his face covered, and he didn't speak. So who did this was the mystery that was the jury's job to try and figure out, and I think they got it wrong.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says the trial for the alleged getaway driver, Gregory Ramos, will begin sometime next month. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.